This recording, England 87, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut round the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, and so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Guildford, Surrey, which is about 30 minutes on a train from London. So it's a really nice location, I think, because it's not a big city and it's nowhere near like the pollution stuff of London, but you can still get there really easily. I live on the North Downs, so basically, Guildford is... the whole of Guildford is on the North Downs, but I live on the side of it. So I have a lot of green grassland behind me, and so it's really nice. You can get away and you can go, like, walking or whatever you want to do. But then I'm only 10 minutes from the town centre, so I'm on a hill, so it's a big walk, but it's a really nice place. Guildford isn't actually a city, but it has its own university and its own cathedral, and so it should have city status, but it hasn't quite yet. And I think I'm a bit glad about that, because otherwise it would be, I think, a lot of people would come and swarm it. And Guildford is a really pretty place in itself. Like, the high street is all, it's very historic. We've got a castle and stuff, and like cobbled high streets. Like, it's got a few modern buildings. Like, there is a shopping centre, but the main, like, shopping high street is very old-fashioned, and we've got a big clock, and it's all very pretty. I've lived in Guildford my whole life, same house, same place. We've got a school, like, either end of the road, like, primary school and everything, so we were in a perfect location, so there's no point really moving. And I'm in a family of 6, so there's 4 children to go through, and they're still at the schools. So, I've had a good life, normal family. My parents are together, and my nana's just moved down. It's very, very nice. Going somewhere else to Wales was very different for me, because I I think we were kind of enclosed in a bubble in Guildford, and going out and I was considered the posh one, but I'd never thought of myself as posh or anything until I got away from Guildford.